We all become the parent needed for our children. We learn along the way. Just like we become the employee that we need to be for that job, we become the business owner that is going to achieve those goals and those successes. We become the partner that our partner needs, the friends that our friend needs. We work on ourselves for ourselves to accomplish those goals. And we navigate the highs and lows of life as they're given to us. We're never ready, but how are you going to become the person to handle it when you're ready or not?
Mama!
Welcome to Mama Has Goals, your weekly reminder that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your dreams to take on the role of mom. I'm Kelsey Smith, mom of two boys, wife, and entrepreneur who's passionate about helping other moms, current and aspiring, to reimagine mom life. I'm bringing you the resources, support, and relatability to debunk that limiting belief that you may have about your ability to achieve your goals while raising a human. We're covering everything from mom guilt, marriage, relationships, careers, finances, mental health, physical health, you name it. Your life doesn't have to fully shift once you become a mom. You can have it all, and we'll show you how. There's never a right time to just step into so many things in our life. And one example is parenting, right? There are so many seasoned parents that will tell you there isn't just like a certification or a moment that you become ready to step into parenthood. It becomes an action that you take and you learn along the way.
And I think this is such an important message for us to carry through anything in life. And our goals is it's not about when you're ready. It's about when you're ready to become ready, when you're ready to step into that. So it's not like you must know X, Y, Z before you become a parent, or you must be in this place of maturity or understanding. It's, are you ready to take on the challenges? Are you ready to take on the journey? And you don't have to have the answers yet. You just have to be wanting to take on the challenge. And this shows up in all of our other goals too, where it's not that you're ready. It's, are you ready to become ready? Are you ready to become the person that is going to achieve that goal? Are you ready to become the person that can be a mom and navigate those different things? Are you ready to become the person that can be a good wife, a good friend, a good business owner, a good employee? It doesn't mean when you start the job that you know exactly how to do the job. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the best employee ever when you start that job, but are you ready to try? Are you ready to become the best employee ever for that job? Are you ready to be the person that's willing to learn and evolve and change? And that is really what it all boils down to, is are you willing to be ready to become ready? And I think that so often we wait for this time and this unlocking of being the person that's able to handle what's coming next. And the fact of the matter is, you're not going to be ready. You're not going to be the person to be able to handle whatever it is. But are you willing to learn along the way? Are you willing to put in the work that is necessary? And how do you become the person that's able to handle that? A different way that this showed up for me recently is I recently lost a family member unexpectedly. And as I was standing in the shower and I was thinking about all the things related to that, and just being sad, to be honest, I was like, you know, this isn't something you prepare for. You don't become ready to lose loved ones. You don't become ready to handle that, but you have to, right? And there isn't this place of, are you ready for that yet? And I think anyone that's lost someone, whether unexpected or dealing with something that they knew that was coming, you're never ready. You're never ready to lose that loved one. And you can put pieces in place that maybe make you more at peace. They make you more understanding of that change, of that loss, and how you navigate your grief. But at the end of the day, it's not about being ready. It's about how now will I be ready? How now will I be the person that is able to handle this thing that's been given to me in life? And it can be good or bad. It can be that grief. It can be that, you know, navigating of loss, or it can be that up level. It can be that opportunity to challenge yourself and become who you are. And that is really where I think the success gets unlocked, where we get to decide how we navigate life and where we go with things is, how do I become the person that's now going to live this life? How do I become the person that's going to unlock this goal? How do I become this person that's going to navigate this grief or this thing that has been put on me? And it's up to us to do that. It's up to us to move through that and to become that person, to accept that calling. Because if we don't, what's the alternative? The alternative is that you just kind of sit in it, that you sit in whatever was thrown at you, that loss, that grief. You sit in the fact that you would like to go after that goal or step into that different version of yourself or become a parent. But are you ready? No, you're not ready. No one's ready. No one's ready until you do it. So you have to go do it. And then as you do it, you learn, you evolve, you find the ways to make that successful for you, to unlock it. And if you don't take the leap before you're ready, then you may never get there. If you wait until you're 100% ready to feel like, I'm so ready to be a parent and be a mom. And if someone gave you a list of all the things that meant, all the things that you'll be navigating and dealing with, you might be like, wow, I don't know. Am I capable? But here's the thing. We all do it. We all take the steps. We all take the strides. We all become the parent needed for our children. We learn along the way. Just like we become the employee that we need to be for that job. We become the business owner that is going to achieve those goals and those successes. We become the partner that our partner needs, the friend that our friend needs. We work on ourselves for ourselves to accomplish those goals. And we navigate the highs and lows of life as they're given to us. We're never ready, but how are you going to become the person to handle it, whether you're ready or not? And it's up to you to be able to do that. It's up to you to unlock what it means to be you in all these scenarios. It's up to you to make those changes, to evolve, to become. And no, you're not going to feel ready all the time. And you're probably not. The fact of the matter is we're probably really not ready. But when you can take that unreadiness and equip yourself to handle the unreadiness, then it's not about being ready. It's about the doing, the becoming. And that's where you get to unlock what is available for you. Because if you just wait till you feel ready to take that next step, you're going to miss out on so much. Whether it's overcoming the hardships or stepping into the challenges or moving through the beautiful callings that we all have in life and the opportunities, you're not going to be ready. You're not going to feel ready. So how do you become the person that's totally comfortable with moving through life not ready? I love you so much, Mama. I want to know what it is that you're going to take action on. What steps are you going to take? You're not going to be ready. What are you not ready for right now, but you're going to do it anyways? That's what I want to know. So send me a message over at Mama Has Goals on Instagram, M-O-M-M-A Has Goals, and tell me, I am not ready, but okay, I'm doing this scared. Okay, I'm equipping myself. I'm moving forward. I'm learning how to handle this. What are you taking action on that you're not ready for? I can't wait to hear.
Tell a mom in your life that you see and love her by sharing this episode. Giving while your cup is overflowing always pays itself back tenfold when you need it most.